Anushka Shankar is the daughter and protege of the renowned Indian sitar player Ravi Shankar. Carrying on his tradition of taking Indian classical music to the West, but with her own twist. On her latest album, she travels back in time to make the connections between India and Spain. NPR's Bilal Qureshi reports.
Anushka Shankar took the stage at an industrial Berlin nightclub late one Tuesday night. Not where one expects to find the sitar, but Anushka Shankar loves clubs, and she loves electronic music. On previous albums, she's often pushed her classical training into slithering digital soundscapes.
I do think evolution is an important aspect to a tradition remaining alive. I think if it freezes and remains very static in its form, then it might not necessarily continue to remain relevant to people in ensuing generations, and so a natural evolution has to occur.
On her latest album, the 30-year-old Shankar moves her sitar out of urban lounges and into the winding alleys of Andalusia in search of the musical and historical ties between India and Spain.
There's a very primal emotional response that I think I feel when I hear flamenco. It's quite in the belly, in a way.
There's a reason she feels that connection. Flamenco traces its roots to the music of India, in the traveling communities who moved across South Asia and the Middle East, settling in Europe. Sonia Seaman is an ethnomusicologist at the University of Texas.
We tend to overprivilege this period as being unique in terms of globalization, but that was a period of incredibly dramatic exchanges. There were groups arriving in Spain in about 1425. And, you know, the 15th century was a period in Europe in which great prestige was given to travelers. Pilgrims, in particular, were considered to be sacred guests and were often given not only safe passage, but food and places to stay.
And of course, they brought their music. As a result, there are technical links between Spanish and Indian music, the use of rhythmic cycles, the complex interplay of vocals and strings, and as Anushka Shankar explains, something deeper.
It's that kind of space, that little space of longing, whether it's in something like romantic love or whether it's in something like divine love, you know, that kind of search for something that's not quite in your grasp is a very powerful place to explore as an artist, because it's not necessarily sad. It can be a joy, and at the same time, it's got this pang that is something that kind of brings alive what you're playing, and it's something that the listener then connects to.
Anushka Shankar is careful to call Traveler not just an album, but a musical project. These are original compositions, worked out during months of experimentation in Madrid, and still being worked out in concert performances. Some of these experiments are more successful than others. And as Shankar says, her favorite piece is not a blending at all. Just a simple back-and-forth duet between her and flamenco guitarist Pepe Abichuela.
We were having a hard time trying to figure out what to do together, and we were going through lots of different forms of both Indian music and flamenco music, and we kept running into that eventual wall of one of us having to break the other form in order to play freely what we wanted to play. And after much experimentation, we found a very old form called a granaina in flamenco. And we tried it in a few different scales and discovered that there was one particular raga called majkamaj that I could play very freely. And so he was able to play purely a granaina form while I played purely a rag majkamaj. And yet together it sounds like a very cohesive piece of music. And I think that was really beautiful to me to see that two traditions could actually be so symbiotic.
Anushka Shankar's father brought Indian music to the West through his collaborations with classical and jazz musicians, and of course through his associations with the Beatles. But Anushka Shankar says she is a little wary of sharing her own experiments with her 92-year-old father.
You know, he could even just twitch a smile or make a slight frown, and that's going to totally send me running into, you know, circles of, oh, I need to change it, it's not good enough.
But both Anushka and Ravi Shankar are each carrying on a centuries-old tradition in their own way.
I do feel a commitment to this art form and to my father's teaching. And I think the older I get, I'm feeling that more and more strongly. It's not just in and of itself having learnt from my father, who's, you know, the greatest living exponent of this musical style, but it's also the fact that it's an oral tradition that is only generally passed on in that manner. And so without the people who continue to perform it and continue to share it, it dies. And so in that sense as well, I feel a great sense of wanting to share the music with people and wanting to push it forward.
And that movement of music across nations and time is what Anushka Shankar's latest album is all about. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.
You can hear songs from Traveler at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.